If you want to turn to a passage for our devotion this evening, Psalm 118. Psalm 118. This past weekend, Don and I drove to Winchester, Virginia, to attend the party of my sister Ruth, who will be 90 years old tomorrow. She has visited here a few times. I thought about how that when I was little, of course I was the littlest one, the youngest one, when holidays would come along, how my older brothers and sisters and their kids would come home, and what a rejoicing that was. We have devotion here tonight. Devotion is loyalty, devotedness, if you will. And I reckon, folks, that if we as human beings rejoice and look forward to meetings of our family, don't you know that God looks forward to the meeting of His family too? And that when God sees us and all of His people gathering together for a devotion or worship, He rejoices also. Just a few words tonight about this particular psalm. And it was written by David, of course. And it was written, some say it was written to be sung by worshipers on the way to the temple. Another commentator says that it's to celebrate David's final victory over King Saul. So it was a celebration of that nature. And a third says that it was his ascendance to the nation of Israel as king, which no doubt any one of those could be picked, and it would do no harm to the scriptures themselves. But it's a beautiful psalm for that fact. During this psalm, you read about the mercy of God, verses 1 through 4. You read about God's answer to David's prayer in verses 5 through 9. And how that God delivers David, verses 10 through 14. And the mighty right hand of God in verses 15 through 21. And then the wisdom of God in verses 22 through 27. Oh, the last two verses, some call it a doxology. It is the goodness, speaks of the goodness, the steadfastness, and the love of God. This is Psalm 118. A reference to Christ is given in verses 22 through 25. Look at those verses for just a moment. You'll recognize them, I'm sure. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Of course, this is the focal point of our devotion this evening. I know I've heard many of you mention this particular passage in our gatherings here at different times. Truly, it is the day that the Lord made. Now, commentators will back and forth talk about how is it the day that the Lord made that to be sung going to their worship in the temple, or for David's ascendance to the throne. Once again, any one of those, it could be said, would be the truth. But stop and think about it for just a moment, folks. When we read this statement from David's pen, this is the day which the Lord hath made. Now, the Lord made all the days. Going back to the days of creation, we read of creation of God, by God, as He spoke the world into existence in the first chapter 2 of Genesis and chapter 2 of the book of Genesis. God made all days. And those days, as far as we are human beings are concerned, He has given to us. One of the greatest, or the greatest blessing that God gave to us would be life itself, folks. It's life itself. It's a tremendous asset. Sometimes we become frustrated and angry. We have different emotions, and as we're trying to live in this world, God gave us something so precious, and sometimes we take so little advantage. Truly, every morning when we awake, if we do, it's the day that the Lord has made for you to live, because He gave you the ability. He gave me the ability to live and to rejoice and to worship Him as He's instructed in the book of Psalms, as well as other letters, information that we gain from God's Word. Truly, this day is ours to use. What are we going to do with it? How often do we, Dean included, how often do we misuse the day that God gave us? For whatever reason, for whatever purpose. I'm sure, I know that there's hospitals and there's facilities such as that with people who have all manner of illness and are suffering in all manner of ways. And those of us who are healthy go about our ways sometimes. But folks, God gave us today. We don't have tomorrow. It hasn't seen that yet. The past is a blank check. We can't do anything about the past. The present is here. It's ours to use. To use to glorify God and His Son, Jesus Christ, which we should be doing every day. And I'm sure many, if not most of us, do every day in some form or another. Yes, God made the day. He made, and there will be days that will be even greater than the days of creation when Christ comes again. Whenever that day comes, and this time shall be no more, that'll be the greatest day of all for each and every one of us, will it not? So whether it's to celebrate our 90th birthday, our 9th birthday, or our 110-year birthday, whatever it might be, as we celebrate those things, let us remember that God made it. He made every day. He set in order all of His teachings, that we might follow them, that we might rejoice in them, and we might glorify Him. So whatever we do in each and every one of our days, let us remember to glorify God, for He made it all. He made us. He made everything, the entire universe. And how He must rejoice when His children come together, even as we rejoice when our children in our family come together. And the way to glorify God and to thank God for an appreciation for all that He's done is to remember His Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross that day. What a terrible day that was. The earth was darkened for a period of time. But tonight, we ask ourselves, why did He do that? He did it in order that we might have hope of heaven ourselves. God is not willing that any should perish. He sent Jesus Christ, His Son. His Son came to seek and to save the lost. But we have to respond to the teaching of Christ. Therefore, we ask this evening, have you believed in Jesus Christ, having read the Word, studied the Word? Have you repented of your sins, confessed Christ before this other people, before men, and been buried with Him in baptism? Thus we can truly rejoice when we assemble together in a time such as this. Raised to walk in newness of life from the waters of baptism. Or are you here and having drifted back after becoming a child of His, and you need to be restored? Why not now, this evening, as together we stand and sing?